This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. The Environmental Regulator of Texas, the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, has frozen nearly $200,000 allotted for air improvement programs for Bexar and surrounding counties. The money was intended for the Alamo Area Council of Governments, ACOG, but that money got put on ice after ACOG publicly posted an air quality study without getting the TCEQ's review. This is coming at a bad time for San Antonio. The city is seen as close to being at non-attainment with the Clean Air Act. What does this mean for local air quality, especially as activity is increasing in the Eagle Ford Shale fracking area, and especially as we are also seeing questions being raised about the TCEQ's commitment to keeping the air in that region clean? And we want to hear from you. Please call in. The number is 210-614-8980, 614-8980, and you can also email us your questions and comments to thesource@tpr.org or write directly on our show page on our website at tpr.org. Our guest this half hour, Kevin Wolf, he's the county commissioner and the board chair for ACOG, and Eva Ruth Moravec, she is the staff writer covering this topic at the San Antonio Express News. Welcome to The Source, both of y'all.
Thanks. Good to be here.
So, Commissioner Wolf, how big of a deal is losing this close to all this money that we would be using for air quality improvements in the area?
Well, it's actually a very big deal, especially considering how close San Antonio and Bexar County are to non-attainment. I mean, you know, we've been pushing hard for the last decade to try to improve things, and while ACOG has fully admitted that one of its employees made a mistake in releasing information too soon, I guess, I just don't see this as a very logical way for the agency, the TCEQ, that's responsible for the entire state to, say, cutting off funds to a place that's almost reached non-attainment is a good idea.
So it does seem kind of bizarre. Have they done this type of before of trying to of pulling all the funding when this type of mistake has happened?
We've never seen anything like this before, and you know, quite frankly, it was what I would consider a fairly minor mistake. Yes, as far as the contract with TCEQ and ACOG was concerned, nobody was supposed to release information until TCEQ had the opportunity to review it. And yes, one of ACOG's employees did release some information. I don't think it really had any great net effect or, you know, hurt anything other than what it's done now in retaliation for that mistake is have TCEQ cut off almost $200,000 in additional funding that San Antonio and Bexar County and the surrounding counties would have had to help combat this problem.
So you've been calling on the TCEQ to reconsider any chances that they may reverse this decision?
Everything we've heard is nope, all those funding decisions are done. We will not be reversing that decision. So we started to talk with some local partners like the city of San Antonio, Bexar County itself, and see if we can't, you know, figure out how to hopefully pool some of our resources and continue to work towards activities that will keep us within attainment.
So I've seen comments from the TCEQ basically saying that this is just the way they operate, but is this punitive? Are they retaliating against the ACOG for releasing this report?
That's certainly what it feels like to me and looks like to me. I mean, if you think of what they're grander job is overall, it's to help communities like ours stay within containment. And you know what? Unfortunately, it takes dollars to do that. And then to pull those away, especially from a community that is so close to non-attainment, just seems very punitive in nature to me and uncalled for.
Eva, over at San Antonio Express News, what was in this report? What would be so radioactive that would cause the TCEQ to react this way?
Well, one thing that TCEQ noted that caused some problems, I guess you could say, after the draft, details of the draft were released last year, was that TCEQ says that the information had not been properly vetted, that it was, you know, in some cases incorrect, and that, in fact, the report that was released just this past weekend that Jennifer Hiller wrote about in Sunday's newspaper was quite different than some of the information that was released in the draft. So according to TCEQ, you know, that is one of the reasons why they require that sort of information, aside from it being a contractual obligation. That was one reason that they preferred to have had that information before it was to be publicly released.
So the results are different now that they have reviewed the report?
Yes. The impacts, I guess, of what they're studying is the impact that the Eagle Ford shale and fracking in that area has had on air quality in San Antonio. And so according to Jennifer Hiller and others who have been following this more closely, the details in what was released last year versus what came out in this most recent report are somewhat different. And we are still waiting for, as I understand, a major component of that full report to be released.
The TCEQ declined to participate in today's program, but they did provide a statement highlighting the commission's continuing air quality projects in the area, including new air quality monitors in Floresville. And the TCEQ also provided a final overview of the ACOG report. And they're saying that they are still, you know, going to be doing air monitoring in the region. They're beefing up. There's an additional investment of $350,000 this year to monitor air quality that could affect San Antonio. How do you react to that, Commissioner Wolf?
Well, those dollars went into other institutions that, you know, they haven't come through before, or, you know, perhaps they have. I just haven't been aware of it. All I can say is that when we look across the entire state and the different cities and communities that have received these funds, all of them were increased with the exception of San Antonio and ACOG. And the only difference is, you know, this, you know, mistake of releasing numbers early. And yes, there is a difference in the reports. There's a difference in opinion as to, is the Eagle Ford affecting air quality? I think, you know, everybody says, yes, it's a matter of degree. But the bottom line is that it's the responsibility of certainly like ACOGS and TCEQ to measure, monitor, et cetera, and take actions that it can on a proactive basis in order to keep ourselves in attainment. I just don't see the logic in cutting that funding as some sort of punishment for releasing information early.
Well, obviously, there's a lot of activity in the Eagle Ford Shale. We're seeing lots of projected increase in drilling, fracking activity, in the increase in the airborne release of volatile organic compounds, nitric oxides also released, things that are could cause a cancer, benzene that's being released, neurological problems releasing chemicals as well. So this is it's not just about whether or not the air smells pretty. This is about health of the people who live in the Eagle Ford Shale area. We'll dig in a little deeper about what these report reveals, why the TCEQ doesn't want people to see the report, apparently, it seems. We'll take your calls and comments. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. This is The Source on KSTX. We'll be right back.
Support for KSTX comes from Cancer Care Centers of South Texas, dedicated to research and giving local cancer patients the opportunity to participate in national clinical trials. They're at cancercaresouthtexas.com. Support.
You're listening to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. The Alamo Area Council of Governments is hoping that the TCEQ, the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, will reverse a decision to cut funds of $185,000 that would be used for local air quality improvement work. With me to talk about how the situation came to be and what possibly it happens next, we've got Kevin Wolf. He is the county commissioner, and he's also the chair of the ACOG, and Eva Ruth Morvec. She is the staff writer for the San Antonio Express News. Our phone lines are open. The number is 614-8980, and let's get Frank on the air. Frank, welcome to The Source. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. I mean, good afternoon. Please forget my presentation, so I'll say it the best way I can. How do or how does the Mexican environmental policy or thing of every summer they burn down trees or things to the point that all that smoke drifts over here? Who's responsible for that? And why do we end up paying for that? I mean, for all we know, in a month or two, the jet stream is going to turn bad, and then you get all this stuff from China blowing in, or even those Sahara snowstorm particles coming in as well. How does that all that factor in, sir? And I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, Frank, thanks for that question. He brings up the point that we're all connected. We do get slash and burn smoke from Mexico at times, Central America. We do see dust particles, dust storms from Sahara sometimes showing up here. It's all connected, but some things are more connected than others. I guess South Texas with all those burn-offs and Eagle Ford Shale, we're going to be impacted by that. Commissioner Wolf?
Yeah, you know, Frank is absolutely right. We are affected by those things. They do affect our numbers in regards to measuring whether or not we're within or without attainment. However, from the federal government standpoint, that doesn't really matter. What matters is what you have some level of control over. And so while you might, you know, be getting graded, call it unfairly, by something you have no control over, i.e. what happens in Mexico, there are things that you have some level of control over locally, whether that's emissions through, you know, automobiles or the emissions that take place through the fracking that's currently going on. Those are things that you have control over, and therefore, you know, you take as many steps as you can in order to lessen those, regardless of what unintended consequences from Mexico or whoever else there might be. In other words, the federal government says others are no excuse. Take care of yourself.
So, Eva, how close are we to getting non-attainment? So for a long, long time, San Antonio has been known as one of the largest cities in the U.S. that is still in attainment with the Clean Air Act. What happens if we finally become non-attainment?
Well, as I understand, we have had days since 2012 in which we would have fallen into the non-attainment category, in which we violated the EPA standard for that day. However, since we haven't, I believe that we're waiting for standards to still come out. I may be wrong about that, but as I understand, we're waiting for new standards to come out, and the concern is that when these new standards come out, the concern is that San Antonio will fall into non-attainment at that point.
And what would be the consequences of that, Eva?
Well, it, you know, affects many different things that we do that relate to air pollution, such as emissions testing on cars, highway expansion limitations, and limitations on businesses that might be a source of air pollution, things of that nature, just for starters.
So, Kevin Wolf, this would be something that would pretty much impact every person in the region.
Yeah, it absolutely will. And Eva's right about, you know, what is the number? The federal government keeps sort of moving the number and hasn't settled on one. If you take what is in effect today, which is, I think, 75 parts per billion, San Antonio is in excess of that at 81 parts per billion. So if it went into effect today, we're in non-attainment. Compare that to Austin, which is at 73% or 73 parts per billion. What happens is if you are found to be in non-attainment, all of those things that Eva just said absolutely can happen and will happen. For those who've spent time in California, any amount of time, you see a lot of these things, whether it's emissions control, et cetera. There's also changes that are made to gasoline, such as it actually, you end up getting lower gas mileage, but it burns cleaner, in order to try to bring down those emissions. And guess what? That costs you more money. So it would hit every single person involved in our community should non-attainment be declared.
But also by having dirtier air, we have health problems. We see people with more respiratory issues. We see children with more asthma attacks. So there is that also.
Yep, you're right. And, you know, that's when it becomes a question of, you know, okay, you've reached non-attainment, now you have to spend all this money. However, maybe you need to spend all this money anyway in order to cut down on things like you just said, worse health care, worse respiratory systems, et cetera.
Lower birth rates is another thing that happens.
birth rate. So, you know, it's very much a double-edged sword. The reality is you probably end up spending more money either way you go.
So let's talk a bit about this report. From what I can tell from looking at it, it says that in what the Eagle Ford Shale is going to look like in 2018, that the number of wells drilled in the 20,000 square mile region would quadruple to about 32,000. Oil production would leap from 363 million barrels per year to as much as 760 million. Airborne releases of volatile organic compounds would increase 281% during peak ozone seasons. This would cause respiratory and neurological problems. Things like benzene would be released in areas that which is a cancer-causing agent, nitrogen oxides, which react with the volatile organic compounds in sunlight, would create ground-level ozones, which we know is hurts people, their breathing capacity, and is a main component of smog. So the forecast, according to the report that the TCEQ didn't like you releasing, does not look good for South Texas air quality. Commissioner Wolf.
Well, no, and that's true, which is... Personally, I think people should know that, and it should be out there. And while I see it as sort of a technicality in regards to their contract as to, you know, they should be able to look at it first before it goes out, and I understand that and am sympathetic to it. However, you know, we want to get that news out there sooner rather than later. There is another downside to this. Let's say, for instance, that, all right, let's put stronger controls on fracking and the oil produced. That has its own cost. Whether that cost is in obviously the fuel that we buy or the way we generate energy in other parts of the country. You know, we've talked a long time about how we need to rely less and less on coal. Well, guess what? These oil reserves are allowing certainly other parts of the country to rely less and less on coal. So it's like, which kind of poison do you want to poison yourself with? And it's almost a circular argument.
Still, this is creating a lot of jobs. In 2012, the Eagle Ford Shale boom generated $61 billion in spending and created more than 116,000 full-time jobs. So that's quite a bit. So, Eva, how did you get the report? Was it a leak or was it just they just sent it out?
Well, what happened was actually Peter Bella was on a panel at Rackspace. It was the Clean Tech Forum last July. And our former reporter, Colin McDonald, was in the audience covering the panel. Peter Bella was asked a question, and he responded, and gave some information about this, details regarding this draft report. Colin then reported those details in the newspaper the next day, and what followed was an email exchange with TCEQ's spokesman fairly quickly that was very apparent that they were unhappy that they had not seen any part of the report before it was released to the media and to the public. And, I do have the language in the contract, and, nobody with ACOG disputes that the contract was, in fact, broken or violated. So it's not really TCEQ's argument is that it's not really that they were trying to hide or keep the information from the public. It's just like it says in black and white that the contract was violated. The information was not to be released to the news media before, TCEQ, and they were supposed to have verbal permission from TCEQ before the release.
And so Kevin Wolf, the ACOG, having some problems already with other issues, lack of leadership with the no executive director right now, is having trouble finding a bank to work with. Is this just one more problem for ACOG?
It certainly is. Of course, this problem started before our most recent ones with the executive director and deputy director who we have since terminated. It feels a little bit like pile on, kick them when they're down. You heard Eva describe the scenario in which this information came across. So, it was very innocent in nature. For whatever reason, TCEQ has decided that the punishment is, you know, to the tune of $200,000 in additional funding that we're not going to be allocated. I think that's a little over the top. As Eva said, nobody at ACOG has disputed that, yes, the contract was violated. Yes, they should have been, TCEQ should have been given that information before it went public. You know, we had an employee make a mistake. The payment for that mistake is $200,000 in additional funds that we could have continued to combat nonattainment with.
Yeah, how would you use that $200,000?
Well, it'd be a number of different things, whether it's from more monitoring stations to get better, you know, measures of what exactly is happening in the Eagle Ford, whether it's through education about reaching nonattainment, whether it's, you know, trying to really determine between us, the state, and the federal government what is the number that nonattainment's going to be. So, you know, there's a laundry list of different things that it could and should be used on, and that's why I said we're kind of looking to some of our local partners now. Talked with somebody from the city just yesterday, as a matter of fact, to see if we can't figure out how to work together to come up with some of these things. I know that Councilman Ray Lopez is leading the charge over at the city, and, you know, his determination is that, you know, we're going to stay within attainment. How do we do that? And certainly ACOG would be happy to help with that particular initiative. It'd be nice if we had $200,000 more than we're going to have today.
Well, there are a lot of people. There's been some reports. I know the Inside Climate News did an investigative report looking at where the air monitoring is taking place in the Eagle Ford Shale, and their conclusion was that it was grossly inadequate, that there certainly needs to be more. And there are some populated areas, like in Karnes City, where there's fracking happening right there near residential areas, and people are really breathing this stuff.
That's right. And it's those types of monitoring stations that, you know, these monies would be or could be used for.
And we're seeing also studies like a Flower Mound, Texas, up near the Barnett Shale, where they have determined that there was a cancer cluster there and that the monitoring and the work done by the TCEQ had been inadequate.
Well, and that's why I go back to my main point. TCEQ's job is to help all of us find these things out and to help pay for them. And,
okay,
you know, because of this one thing, they've decided, you know, well, we're not going to help you out as much as we should.
All right. Well, we're out of time. Thank you so much, Commissioner Wolf. Thank you so much, Eva Moravec from the San Antonio Express News. This is The Source on KSTX. Back after this NPR news break.